this is what it would be. I'd wish the whole world could live peace and harmony. Make this world great. If I had just one wish, one wish, one wish. If I had just one wish, one wish, one wish. There'd be no more sadness, only tears of joy. I put a smile on the face of every woman, every man, girl, and boy. There'd be no more hunger, there'd be no more pain. Dark clouds would fade away, sunshine would replace the rain. If I had just one wish, one wish, one wish. If I had just one wish, one wish, one wish. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael on guitar. This is where I'd begin. No one would be judged by the color of their skin. If I had just one wish, if I had just one wish, if I had just one wish, one wish. One wish, if I had just one wish, one wish, one wish, if I had just one wish, one wish, one wish, if I had just one wish.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, are we ready to get this party started? Let's get this party started.
Let's get this party started.
Get this party started.
Get this party started.
Get this party started.
Woo!
your body from side to side. Let the music take you for a ride. Feel the music down in your bones. It's time to get on so long. Let's get this party started.
John Ellison has received 7 Lifetime Achievement Awards from BMI, and he shared the stage with everyone from Nina Simone and James Brown to The Temptations and, of course, Grand Funk Railroad. Joe Beards played with Muddy Waters, B.B. King, and his idol, John Lee Hooker, as well as performing at the inaugural gala of President George H.W. Bush. We've seen 2 legends here tonight. That was Joe Beard and John Ellison. It's been a real treat for us to get the invitation to Rochester. Thanks again to the Eastman School of Music for reaching out. And we'd like to recognize and say thanks to a couple of local organizations that helped make it possible for Mountain Stage to be here. 2 Point Capital Management, Roar Bach Brewing. We appreciate their support and the hard work of all the folks who helped bring us here. And we just wanted to send a little shout out to Avino, our caterer here today, because the food was yum. That's why everybody's singing so good. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over The Root, WRUR-FM, right here in Rochester, and listening around the Finger Lakes over WITH-FM in Ithaca, New York. We are so glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week when we'll be coming to you from Manassas, Virginia, thanks to George Mason University, along with Al Stewart, Livingston Taylor, Sweet Honey in the Rock, the Nighthawks, and Christina Vane. This is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. Hello again, and welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm Kathy Matea, and I'm so glad you joined us. We're coming to you from Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater at the Eastman School of Music. Our thanks once again to the Eastman School for having us in Rochester, New York. And if you're just joining us, you will be very glad you did. Still to come, truly, one of the great American songwriters to ever live, Loudon Wainwright, is here. But we're going to open this second hour with a singer, songwriter, and author who is a 7-time Blues Music Award winner, including a win for the B.B. King Artist of the Year, the Blues Foundation's highest honor. She's also a Grammy nominee. She has a new album. It is her 17th, called Back for Me on Blue Elan Records, that is just being released as we record this show. Guests on the album include guitar aces Joe Bonamassa, Sue Foley, and Jesse Dayton. It's filled with lesser-known songs by well-known artists, including Bill Withers, Ray LaMontagne, Alan Toussaint, and Tracy Nelson. She says, "I've always been into the B-sides of records, and many of the choices were the result of her wide-ranging searches through old blues catalogs. Her voice is equally at home expressing heartache and heartbreak, as well as strength and power." So excited that she's here. Please welcome Janava Magnus.
Gentlemen, thank you so much, Kathy and Mountain Stage, for having us back. Very grateful. We're going to start with this song right here. I published a memoir in 2019 named after the same song. Could be about my family. Could be about your family. This one's called Weeds Like Us. Today I passed a dreaming man, dead asleep in a patch of grass. Empty bottle by his hand, I thought of you as I hurried past. Well, I thought of you and I'm thinking still about that hole you just can't fill. Every day is just an act of will, 'cause weeds like us are hard to kill. Weeds like us, so hard to kill. Now I lost touch with you one day, watched you walk away from me. Believe I failed you some way, let you go too easily. Well, I let you go. You pick up speed when you roll downhill. Sometimes men don't leave a will, 'cause weeds like us are hard to kill. Weeds like us, so hard to kill. Speed when you roll downhill. just an act of will. 'Cause weeds like us are hard to kill. Weeds like us, so hard to kill. Kathy was kind enough to mention the new album, and very grateful that it wasn't Glue Factory time yet. So album 17, yeah, this is the title track from that record. Maybe you might relate. My heart, and I won't run if the choice ain't hard. Oh, I just hope there's a better way. And I may have a scar or two, but my promises, they never hid from you. Every single debt that I've had to pay. And I know that you aren't gonna leave, but I'll be right here when you come back for me. Come back for me. Come back for me, baby, baby. When you come back for me, yeah. Now I'll apologize for everything I've done, but I can't repent for what you're running from. Now I just hope we don't fade away now. Fade away now. And you keep saying that you got lost between what you love and what it cost. So I'm the one left with hell to pay. When you come. don't have to break my heart. Now I won't run if the choice ain't hard. Still, I just hope there's a better way.
Wait. weeping willow.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you. It's really all about the music for me. It's all about the songs, the songwriters. I don't think we say enough about the writers in the world. And a show like Mountain Stage, well, it's all about the music and all about the songs, isn't it? So I discovered this young lady. Wrote this next song here. I recorded it, I don't know, 2022, I think. It's how I feel at this stage of the curve. I don't think I need to explain what I mean. Maybe you're young. Grr. This is written by Annie Mack. It's called Closer. Well, I finally laid my youth to rest. Put away my pride and childish whim. I have traveled far to get to this place now. And the grays in my hair and the lines on my face. Here's my simple truth. I'm a little bit older, little bit wiser, little bit closer to the grave. Little bit older, little bit wiser, little bit closer to the grave. I believe true love is a sacrifice now. Faith is more than words. Forgiveness leaves no room for hate, no room. And the heart takes time to change. So here's my simple truth. I'm a little bit older, little bit wiser, little bit closer to the grave. Little bit older, little bit wiser, little bit closer to the grave. Oh, you know, I thought I had. That's what a prideful fool believes. Oh, yeah. It took many, many times of falling from grace to finally say, oh, finally see. Well, I finally laid my youth to rest. Put away my pride and childish whim. I have traveled far to get to this place. So far. And the grays in my hand and the lines on my face. Here's my simple truth. I'm a little bit older, little bit wiser, little bit closer to the grave. Little bit older, little bit wiser, little bit
little bit closer to the grave. Little bit older, little bit wiser. Little bit closer to the grave. Little bit older, little bit wiser. Little bit closer to the grave.
Thank you so much. Here's one of them little songs that Kathy and a lot of other folks in the house tonight, in the audience and backstage, understand what I'm talking about when I start talking about that stupid little pocket in the jean thing. You know the one that, like, they were like, oh, you put your coins there. Like, they told me that in 1963. I was like, what is this for? Put your coins there. Nobody will get to them. I'm like, no kidding. I don't even think they make jeans with those pockets anymore, but my point being, sometimes you run across a song and you just snap it and put it in that little pocket because you know at some point you hope you're going to get a chance. This is one of those songs for me written by Tracy Nelson. Yeah. When you went away, I cried for so long, and I wanted you to stay. That was all wrong. The pain you left behind has become a part of me now. Well, now it's burned out. Oh, where my love used to be. But it's not losing you that's got me down so low. I just can't find another man to take your place. Now you know I love you. That wasn't enough. We both fell apart when things got too rough. And I've learned how to be now. But what good does that do? No one can touch me. Oh, not the way you used to do. Yeah. Well, it's not losing you that's got me down so low. I just can't find another man to change. Woman came in a woman.
Give a woman what she wants now, what she needs now. Thank you so much.
Jennifer Magnus. Oh. So, as she was saying earlier, she released a memoir in 2019 called Weeds Like Us. And in it, she includes an account of the traumas of her youth, including her parents' suicides and her experience in the foster care system, as well as her hard-earned triumphs later in her life. In short, that woman has earned the right to sing the blues. Look for her new album called Back For Me on Blue Elan Records. That was Jennifer Magnus. Oh, it's time for our piano player, Bob Thompson, to do a song for you. He's chosen tonight a song from a 1929 musical called Great Day, written by Vincent Yeomans, without a song. Please welcome Bob Thompson.
Thank you.
You can find his music at colortones.com. That was Bob Thompson with Without a Song, written by Vincent Yeomans. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, peek behind the scenes on our Instagram, and watch select performances at livesessions.npr.org or on our YouTube channel. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. We're going to close the show this week with a Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, author, and actor. He signed to Atlantic Records in 1969 after dropping out of college during the Summer of Love in San Francisco. He's had his songs covered by Bonnie Raitt, Johnny Cash, Earl Scruggs, and Mose Allison, among many, many others. And he counts among his admirers the former frontman for the Smiths, Morrissey, who wrote a recent essay about how much he still loves Loudon's 1970 debut album. He's a bit of a musical raconteur, and his songwriting walks the line beautifully between comedy and tragedy. He serves up witty, confessional lyrics delivered with buckets of charm. He also has a memoir called Liner Notes, a one-man show called Surviving Twin that was turned into a Netflix special. And, ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago, he was a musical guest on the very first season of Saturday Night Live. His latest album, released earlier this year, is called Loudon Live in London. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Loudon Wainwright III.
Hello there. I remember sex, that thing we used to do, where you'd lay down and usually I'd lie on top of you. Sometimes you'd lie on top of me. We tried that out a bit, but it didn't work as well, I guess. Something just didn't fit. I remember sex. We had it at night, a few times in the morning, and after we would fight, and on special occasions when we'd had too much to drink. Once in a Morris Minor, a convertible, I think. I remember sex. It was such a big deal that we'd worry where it would come from much more than our next meal. And we were always hungry. Often we overate, and it was up and down and back and forth and hurry up and wait.
I remember sex.
And when we went to bed, sometimes we didn't sleep at all. We just had sex instead. And having it was heavenly, not getting it pure hell. And it was either great or bad. Few did it merely well. I remember sex. How it made us feel completely realistic. Yet totally surreal. A thing that we all thought about. And all that we thought of. The distant crazy cousin to the scary thing called love. I remember sex. I started on my own. When you and I stopped having it, I tried it on the phone. But that was so expensive. And sex is just a crutch. And since I kicked the habit, I don't think about it much. But I remember sex. Something that we did, and we always used to worry. We'd end up with a kid. Then we'd have to get rid of it, or else we'd have to wed. These days, sex can kill your kids. So stay awake in bed.
Hey, I'm in Rochester. Rochester, I thought I told you to clean out the garage.
That's my very bad Jack Benny impression.
Rochester. Thought I told you to, no. Wow, yes, I was on the first season of Saturday Night Live. I sang this song. Let's see if I can remember it. It's a sing-along song, too. When I die, and it won't be long, ain't gonna be sorry that's treated me wrong. Yeah, you're gonna be sorry that's treated me bad. Yes, and if there's an afterlife, I'll gloat and I'll be glad. Well, it might be a plane crash or some sort of OD. It's gonna be a photograph with my obituary. You're gonna see it and you'll cry a lot. You're gonna wanna wear black. Hey, I'll be dead, but you can bet your life I'm gonna get you back. I'm tired of being left up on your shelf. I might not wait around. I might kill myself. Not only would you miss me, but you'd feel guilty too. Oh, I'd be dead, but then it'd be too late. The joke would be on you. Repeat after me. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. Chuckle, 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 chuckle. This is terrible. Just not good enough. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. Jump, 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 jump. Snicker, 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 snicker. Guffaw, 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 guffaw. Yuck, 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 yuck. Turtle, 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 turtle. That's much better. Me good. Start doing the things that I think you should. And you better not pout and you better not cry.
Grim Reaper is coming to town. I just might die.
Thank you very much.
I have to sit down after that. In the early days of Saturday Night Live, used to be two musical guests. And I was on, it was the fourth show, Robert Klein was the host, and the other musical guest was ABBA. Boy, have I got some ABBA stories to tell you. But I'm not going to, because there's a statute of limitations. All right, I'm going to try this song. I haven't played this song for anybody. All right, the world premiere. She ran off into the woods and vanished for 2 days. You and I beside ourselves tried all the prescribed ways, shaking her box of kibble while singing out her name, trying not to sound too scared as if it were a game. Then door to door to question neighbors, people we never met, handing out our leaflets just in case folks might forget her name and what cats look like, in the hope they'd take her in before some raptor perpetrated Mother Nature's gravest sin. On the second night she came back, bedraggled, hungry, but okay. A happy ending to sad tale. Ah, nice. See, I screwed this up. We can cut this in the thing, right? Yeah. Okay. It's going great. On the second night she came back, bedraggled, hungry, but okay. Happy ending to a grim tale. Perhaps we'd willed her home some way. Not just happy, we were ecstatic, overcome with joy. I made a joke about Mandingo, her wild and feral Tom toy boy. What the hell's a hairball? I'm not sure I even know. She tiptoed in her litter box when she went there to go. Cats meow at humans, it's their way to make a fuss. Shy greeting the cable guy, she was so fond of us. Yes, I could be impatient, a little gruff, a bit unkind. I can't say I miss the yowling that you never seem to mind. I thought I heard her in your closet. I thought I heard her in your closet, which was where she went to hide. Just my imagination, a clawed up magic carpet ride. Coming home with her not here.